Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Tom Riley with us. He was a devout Catholic, now he's an atheist. Tom Riley has written a number of books about Oliver Cromwell. Having failed second-level history, he has taken on the might of academia regarding the allegations of war crimes, which the verdict of history has concluded that Cromwell was responsible for. Tom lives in Ireland, where he is alleged to have slaughtered the entire population in 1649. Mr. Cromwell did, an Irish man who defends Cromwell, go figure. Welcome to the show, Tom. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, George, and that's a very good introduction. I'm very impressed. Thank you.
How are things in Ireland these days?
Wet.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Wish we could move some of that to California. It's been a drought out here for years.
Yes. We always say that we have no extreme weather here, so you can get four seasons in the one day, and today it started off wet, so we could look forward to another three. But it's not too bad. It's about maybe 15 degrees Celsius, and it's 8 a.m. in the morning, I'm looking forward to a nice summer's day.
Well, we're going to have a great time here with you. Tell me about what in Ireland, they've got a lot of castles that are haunted, don't they?
Oh, yes. George, as it happens, I'm sitting right now in a castle that's haunted, just so you know. And that's what I inhabit a castle 90% of my week. So I walk around these rooms and I think about the people who used to live here. And we have had paranormal investigations here. And the most significant story concerns what we call the White Lady. She and lots of people around the castle have bumped into her. She drowned in 1852. I'm currently sitting looking over the Irish Sea, looking towards the UK. And in 1852, this lady came for a visit here, and she went down to the sea with her maid. We know this, by the way, because we have the coroner's report, which is very clear and very. It was only printed some days after the event, so we have very clear stories that were told by the people who witnessed this. Anyway, she was a very strong swimmer, and she asked her maid just as she got into the sea, and it was very rough. She said, "Did she think the sea was any rougher than the previous day?" And her maid said, "It's about the same." And with that, she uttered her last words, which were, "There is no fear." And within seconds, she was dragged away by a wave. And she drowned very quickly.
Oh my.
And they took her body and they brought it back. And I'm now looking at the path that they would have taken from the woods to this castle. And they put her in a bath and tried to revive her with hot water. But she was gone. And the steps that they took her up from the beach are now called the Lady's Stairs. If anybody wants to Google this, it's an absolutely It's a true story in inverted commas. And they, the locals around here, including myself, you just don't go there after dark. She's been encountered by various people around the castle here, and she's one. She unfortunately her husband died the following year, so her children were orphaned. So it's said that she's still going around looking for her children. She was only 32.
Does she scare people, Tom? Is she try to hurt people, or is she just, say, looking for her kids?
That's exactly the idea. She's looking for her children. There are dimensions to this conversation where is there evil? You know, we've got pukas. I presume you're familiar with the word puka, P-U-C-A?
Yeah.
And they're sort of, scallywag, kind of rogue spirits who play tricks. But this lady is not one of those. She's very much looking for her children, and it's a very sad story. But the banshee is a big thing over here too. Again, I'm sure that's an expression you're familiar with. And the banshee is somebody who wails, who cries. We're into very expressive activity over here. So she cries when somebody's going to die. And I know, for instance, when I was younger, we didn't necessarily have any concern for monsters under the bed, but what we had very significant concern about was the banshee who would come up and down the street apparently looking in windows to see who was going to die, and then she'd wail. And I remember, George, I can tell you, when I was a teenager, even at that level, I was scared witless.
I bet. Who wouldn't be? My gosh. Is every castle out there, Tom, haunted?
There are different levels, to be honest. I mean, you see, I inhabit a country, with respect to the States and the history. I mean, if you go back 200 years there, it's a long time ago. But here, we the walls kind of speak of thousands of years, So to me, the longer back or the further back you go, the more substantial the history, so the more substantial the stories. So, again, I'm sitting in a building that's got walls that are 6 feet thick. And, I suppose the most haunted castle in Ireland probably is the Hellfire Club, which is a great name.
Yeah.
That's up in the Dublin Mountains. It's not that far away from me. I'm in County Dublin now. But the Hellfire Club was, that's like, there's stories of cannibalism that came from there. It was built in 1735, apparently on a passage tomb, and it was used by a cult that was made up of lords and noblemen, and they used to practice immoral acts, and hold back black masses, to summon Satan. And they used to worship him. And I remember going there years ago. I was in my probably mid-20s. And it's that feeling, it was broad daylight. And there were stone walls, and there's nothing really sinister, but you just get that feeling of, and we actually, my friend and I actually ran away from the place. We were that scared.
I don't blame you. How prevalent are the castles out there, Tom? I mean, are they all over the place, or is it just like one big one per city or town?
They genuinely are all over the place. They're in cities, they're in towns, they're in very rural areas as well. I mean, it's if you hark back to when they were built, probably most of them are medieval, which would suggest that they're around 1,000 years old. There was a scenario where it was called a 10-pound castle, which is the equivalent of a dollar, like $10 castle.
Yeah.
Back in those days, that was a huge amount of money. So you could build a castle for £10 and inhabit it. It was not only for living in, but it was for defensive purposes as well. Some of them, mostly, as had the doors very high up and so on. But the thing is, not many of them were knocked down, so most of them are kind of still around, and it's good that people had the foresight to kill them. Well, I don't know if you know, but we invented Halloween over here. I don't know. Are you familiar with that?
I had heard that years ago, and of course it was more of a religious ceremony, wasn't it, at the time?
Absolutely, that's correct. Yeah, it was a pagan festival, I suppose, that celebrated the start of winter. You know, and it's gathered some traction, and of course we have the inventor of Dracula as well, Bram Stoker. He's Irish, but a lot of the castles around here, you know, these days, of course, in 2022, they have these sound bites on their websites that say, "Oh, the most haunted castle in Ireland," you know. Or even some of them claim to have the most haunted castles in the world. But there are lots of stories. Like there's one just not too far away from where I am. It's called Malahide Castle. And that's got a very direct relationship with the guy who you mentioned earlier, the guy whose fictional biography I've just written. But anyway, he
And that book's called The Protector, right?
That's correct. Yeah. But the story about this guy is, he was one of Cromwell's soldiers, and he did terrible things. This is the whole idea about the history of Ireland. You know, we have a persecution complex over here, George, because we're so close to the UK. You know, I read somewhere recently that there are something like 192 countries in the United Nations. And England has invaded 170 of them.
Yep, that's right, and occupied most of them.
Absolutely, and we're the reason we're speaking English is primarily due to that for that reason. But we're next door, so we would have had quite a fractious relationship with the English. Anyway, this guy came over with Cromwell in the 1640s, and he did some terrible things to the Catholic churches. And this is where, you know, retribution is an excellent, in these stories. I love the retribution stories, because when they located him, he went on the run at one stage when the Catholics went looking for him, and they located him, and then they hung, drew, and quartered him. And now visitors to the castle say, and no, I have not seen this, but they say when they see this ghost, he suddenly, before their eyes, he just drops into four pieces.
That's
because he was hung, drawn, and quartered, you know.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.
And in Ireland, are there many ghost hunters out there where they go looking for ghosts?
Yeah, it's a big deal. I have to say, it's probably as big a deal here as it is there. You know, it's a peculiar, like recently, again, because I'm involved in a castle here, we've even had a very extensive paranormal investigation taking place. And I get calls all the time from people who are not just making TV programs, but genuinely, you know, paranormal investigators who they want to, like every castle, I would say every castle in this country has been investigated, you know, certainly once and more often than not. I mean, there's stories all over the internet about these hauntings, but it is again when you inhabit this world that we live in here, we've just got so much history. So the guys who come, I think it was about last year when lockdown was finally over, Ghost Circle, which is it's a program, a TV program, you know, they go around Ireland all the time, and you know, it's amazing to me how I'm kind of balanced on this, if you know what I mean. My mind is open. I'm not closed. I'm very open to suggestion, but it's amazing to me how I'm standing there and this guy is filming me. And when he played the thing back for me, there were noises in the background, and noises that could be determined as words. And you know, it is a little disconcerting that
sure.
Spirits, you know, if they communicate with us. Why they don't make things a little more clear. So, you know, you're trying to say, okay, what was that word? You know, because there's a room adjacent to mine where a child who died at something like 4 is said to inhabit that room at night. And the voice came over the, you know, the technology, and you could hear the voice very clearly that it was a child. And again, that's, you know, that's difficult to sleep with at night, you know.
Well, that's haunting. A kid's voice in a ghostly position is haunting, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's no question about that. I mean, and again, you have people who are seers. Well, this is how I see it. You know, you have people, again, I'm standing there and this guy is talking to me. He's got a microphone. It's, you know, it's very contemporary times. It's you know, he's there's a camera. It's all very... you know, technologically advanced, and she just says, "Don't move. There's a lady standing behind you." And I'm thinking, "Oh my God, how, you know, I'm not going to." And suddenly the hairs stand up, you know, on my arms, and she starts to ask me some questions. And sure enough, they're in that room that was the lady's room, and she would never have known that because it doesn't look anything like a lady's room now, but it used to be. And she was the lady of the house. Her name was Marianne Taylor. And, you know, she died in the room. So these are things that I didn't see, I couldn't see. And by the time I turned around, whatever was there had gone. And so that's why I'm on the fence. You know, I like my ghosts to have an evidential platform.
I don't blame you. Is your belief in the ghostly realm in conflict with your atheism?
I think, as I say, I will always give you a balanced answer, because as far as I'm concerned, there is no body throughout history, no, you know, individual that I've ever come across who can prove it one way or the other. So, like I say, my mind is open. I do tend to err on the side of logic, but I just know that there are so many things out there that you can't explain. That's where it gets very gray for me. Like,
right.
We're all living in this world, and most of us have, you know, a certain level of intellect. So I can only take my thoughts and my beliefs so far. I can't tell you, you know, if science can't tell me why that happened, you know, do I say to you, well, I'd like for science to be able to tell me maybe in 20 years it might have advanced that far. But right now, I can't give you a scientific or a logical explanation for what just happened. For, you know, for the lady standing behind me, what, how did, you know, is this, you know, individual who saw the lady, is she simply lying? Or is she just trying to generate a story? But my answer to that is that there are far too many people who have genuine and sincere experiences.
Exactly.
And that's where I am. I don't believe that you can categorically say one way or the other what's going on out there. But I do absolutely, you know, want to believe that there is another dimension. Otherwise, where do we all go, you know?
That's right. And do we go? I think we do. Tom, if they polled people in Ireland, would you say that most of them would believe in the ghostly field?
There's no question. I mean, I don't know what the percentages are. I've never looked it up, but there's absolutely no question about that. And it is, as you challenged me there a couple of moments ago, it is a kind of a contradictory, it's a dichotomy. A contradiction, because the on one hand, you know, the belief in Catholicism or in God is on the increase, but yet, you know, belief in ghosts and the spirit world, I would wager, I would argue that that's unshiftable. Because now again, George, maybe, you know, there is an element of this where people have an innate desire to want to believe, you know, and I do sometimes think that maybe Hollywood has had an influence on, you know, you have a certain conditioning. If you, it's an emotional response, I think, to the way you're conditioned, that you need to think that there is, you know, for instance, that there's a father figure if we're talking about religion, or that there's something out there after death, if you're talking about, you know, the spirit world. So I think that we all, you know, we're subjected to Hollywood movies, we're subjected to stories that come down through the years in terms of legacy, and the history in Ireland is very vivid.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.